Good morning, everyone. 3 days ago, we had the deanery meeting. And as you know that our dean, we have St. Mary Gabrini, Light of the World, All Souls, All Saints, and then Mount of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then we all are gathering together every month, a monthly meeting with our deanery meeting. So 3 days ago on Thursday, we had that meeting, and then we share like thinkings, thoughts, and then all the updates, issues. We talk, and then we're just asking what is going on. And then one of the young priests, he asked Father Matt, "Hey, Father Matt, how many people can fit in the church at Light of the World? What is your capacity of the church?" And then Father Matt, "Yeah, 1,500. And then another young priest, and then he raised hand and he said, "Yeah, but maybe 1,000 for Italian people only." And then I raised my hand and I said, "Yeah, maybe 2,000 for Asian people." They are small and short, I guess. Back to the homily today, that we are approaching the end of the term. We are like end of the year, end of the liturgical year, and next week will be like Christ the King. And then the week after that, we have the first week of Advent. If you go to the church this week and then this coming week as well, you will hear a lot about the ending time. Brother and sister, the catechism holds traditionally that we have four last things. So we call the four last things. This is not the 4 points of a homily, but this is the four last things in the catechism. Okay, I want to share with you, and we can reflect with, together this week. The first one, death. The second, judgment. The next one, heaven. And the last one, hell. So four last things that the people we have to face. The first one, death. Death is unavoidable. We all know that. You all have to die. I have to die. Everyone has to die. So that is the reality. I came to anoint 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I received the phone call from the family, and he called me and he said, "Hey, Father, can you come to anoint my mom and my dad?" And I told them, "One second, your mom and your dad? Yeah, they both are actively dying." And then I came, and then I saw the dad on my right side, and the mom, she's on my left. And I anointed the dad, and I anointed the mom. And then, wow, this is so powerful moment that they lived together. They die together. And as you know that, the Holy Catholic Church, we, after the death, under 20 minutes after the death, a priest, he can do everything for that soul. And if you, like, in your family, if you know someone who's actively dying, and then like, but like also in the hospital, maybe they die, but it's still under 20 minutes, you can call a priest, and then under 20 minutes, we can do everything for the soul. Why? Because we, Holy Catholic Church, we don't know exactly when the soul departs from the body. So that the church, we reserved that, the period, like 20 minutes, to help the soul. Everyone have to die. The next point from the homily is judgment. Right immediately we die, we will face particular judgment. The Lord, he will ask you about, he will be your judge, your actions, your thinking, your love for the neighbors, your love for God. You will face judgment immediately after your death. That is, we call the particular judgment. And after the particular judgment, we have the final judgment. In the end of time, the Lord, he will come again in glory, and then he will reveal everything for everyone, even single thing in my mind, my thinking, my thoughts, my action. The Lord, at that point, at the final judgment, he will reveal everything for everyone. New heaven and new earth will be at the final judgment, and the resurrection of the body as well. The next point from my homily is heaven. That is the third, last thing. Heaven. Heaven is real. Heaven is the state of being forever, eternal happiness with God, with all the saints in heaven, with Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we know that, and I told people that, you should aim heaven to live. Don't aim purgatory. Because whenever you aim heaven, maybe you can drop something off between the heaven or something. But don't aim purgatory. But fix your eye in heaven so that you fix your eye on that. Focus on heaven because that is our destiny. That's our destination. Every single Catholic, we should fix our eye on heaven. The last thing, hell. Brother and sister, the society, we don't talk about hell anymore. We don't talk about that. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Hell is real. The Catholic Church holds traditionally about the fire of hell. The candles right in front of me right now, you can see like the candles right here. I put my finger on the candle in 3 seconds. I cannot do that. The fire of hell, in hell, the father of the church, they said, fire in hell will burn the soul eternally. Souls in hell will be burned eternally. And then I cannot put like my finger in 4 seconds. How can I allow myself, my soul, to be burned eternally in hell? That is the most scary thing ever. I can, when I pray and then, God, I don't want to be there at all. To be honest with you, don't let me go to hell. Because like right now, I cannot put my finger in 3 seconds. How can I face the eternal damnation without you? Brother and sister, our mind, our will is so also powerful. God, he loves you. He loves everyone, but we can say no to him, our freedom. God so loved the world that he sent only his begotten son so that the world would be saved through him. But the world said, no, we don't need you, Jesus. Hell is the state of someone who says no to God, who reject God. And brother and sister, hell is real. Heaven is real. Heaven and hell, unchangeable. We all have to die one day. I think when I was young, I reflected on a lot about death. Is it weird with a young boy? I think it's weird. When my grandma, she passed when I was a seventh grader. Her death had an impact on me a lot. I was thinking about death, eternal life, heaven, hell. She helped me to understand one thing that, hey, Anthony, you cannot live without God. Living without God will be pointless because you can live 40 years, 80 years, 100 years, but after that, your soul will be forever either with God or without God. And brother and sister, eternal life, happiness in heaven, with all the saints in heaven, we pray for that moment that we can be united with all the people in heaven. And don't forget about hell, because hell is real as well. That's all I have today for you all to reflect on this week. Maybe you can open the catechism and read again about the four last things in the Catholic Church. The first one, death. The second, judgment. The next one, heaven. And the last one, hell.